Hello, it's Father Jim. Next Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Lent. Halfway through, for what I hope is a happy, serene time for you to prepare for Holy Week and Easter. One of the great themes in John's Gospel is witness. Our Lord came to bear witness to the truth. Now, a witness is somebody who puts present people in touch with an event or reality that they haven't experienced for themselves. So in a court, a witness, first of all, has to be tested to see if they're truthful. I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And if the court finds this person's been jailed a few times for perjury, well, the judge might say, I wouldn't believe their witness too much because they won't speak the truth. So, first of all, a witness has to be veracious, able to speak truth. And our Lord was always talking about, I speak the truth. And secondly, a witness has to know the facts. Well, no one's seen the Father except the Lord, and he knows what he's talking about. And in Jewish courts, you needed two witnesses to be able to give a proper witness, two witnesses that agree, and we remember at his trial the witnesses couldn't agree. Well, on this Sunday we hear about the blind man who was blind from birth and our Lord healed him, and everyone asked, what's all this about? And quite simply he told the story. He was blind, he made a paste, put it on my eyes, said go and wash, and I did, and now I can see. That's the fact. So they start trying to find people who'll contradict it. So they bring in the parents. Is this your son? Yes. Yes, he is our son. Was he? Yes, he was born blind. How is it? Oh, don't ask us. He's old enough. You ask him. In other words, we have intimidation of witnesses. And all witnesses to the truth in history have been intimidated. Whether it was in Northern Ireland or anywhere else. Witnesses are frightened of telling the truth because somebody will get to them. And this poor man is then insulted. The man who healed you couldn't possibly be from God because he did it on the Sabbath day. Well, I don't know, he says, I don't know. All I know is, and consistently and persistently he kept telling his story, even though he was ostracized and contradicted and made a fool of. And then eventually the Lord found him. What a brave man that blind man is. And that's what we're asked to be. Our Lord is still on trial at the bar of history. He's looking for witnesses. So he says to me, Jim, will you witness to me? Well, I'm trying, I don't always do it. Because according to St. James, our witness isn't just what we believe and what we say. A good life is the best witness. And St. James says, how can I believe your faith if I can't see your good works? You show me your good works, then I might come to believe what you believe. So let's brace ourselves, and in every little detail, let our lives show light in dark places. Let our whole being and all our doings be witness that we are loved by the Lord and we're trying to imitate him in all our affairs. Amen.